Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Adam Bendar of the Daily Record. Adam, you have done some good and interesting reporting recently about the impact funds that were supposed to flow to some of the neighborhoods around Pimlico. And I'm wondering what you found out there.
There is a sentiment among the community that they would like to have this happen quicker. The city is saying we're trying our best to get these funds allocated. There's a process. So there's a conflict between we want it now and what the city can do and how quickly the city can do it.
What do you think would be item number one on the list of things that they really are after out there?
It really is dependent on community to community, because the way the funds are allocated is 75% have to go to this Park Heights master plan area, and then the other 25% can be distributed to an area within a mile radius of the track. So if you're, say, the Cheswold community, they really want to get funds so they can put up cameras so that they can feel more secure and have a more of a security present there. But if you're in Park Heights, per se, you're looking for greater development. You want to see these vacant homes coming down. There are a lot of vacant homes out there, and the city does have a pretty ambitious project where they're going to take down properties between the 4600 and the 4800 block of Park Heights Avenue in hopes of trying to encourage some mixed-use development there.
There's a picture in your story of a gentleman at a barbershop. Of course, we always have to go to barbershops. If there's no taxi driver around, we have to talk to a barber about what's really going on in the community. We've done this. But if you're out there and you're looking around, you're looking for something that shows you that they're actually spending the money to help the community. And is there anything that's visible, or is that one of the problems?
There are some things. The problem is that a lot of what's being done is coming from like administrative funds for Park Heights Renaissance, who are doing things like helping facilitate the building of a $9 million senior home. There was another former public homes site that they've now worked with, the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, and have put in Ravens Field, which is a turf baseball and football field, and they're going to turn the entire area into a 7-acre park. So there is signs.
Well, sure. Those sounds like things that the city can point to saying, yeah, we are moving on this. My thought was actually that parking and crime would be the big issues that people would hope to be addressed by all this.
Crime is one thing that
That's why they want the cameras, right?
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, Cheswold would like to see the cameras in their community. And the other part is that with development and more people living there and less vacants, less crime. You know, parking, I think that's a distant worry. You know, I don't think at this point some of these neighborhoods are going to be like, parking's an issue. You know, council,
maybe they'd like to have a parking problem.
Yeah, I think they would much prefer to have a parking problem. Councilwoman Sharon Green Middleton was at one of these community development meetings while I was reporting, and she was pointing out that the sheer number of liquor stores in Park Heights area seems to be something that's holding back development.
Well, it's good that you went and took a look at this, because the community and what it would gain as a result of the slots revenue was one of the selling points. So, of course, you know, we want to take a look and see if anything is really happening there. So, Adam, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
For Adam Bednar, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.